Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel met at the White House, where Mr. Trump did not bring up criticisms of Merkel from the campaign when he said the Chancellor's immigration policy was ruining her country and much of Europe. Merkel was gentle in her comments about the immigration controversies in the United States since President Trump took office. President Trump is holding to his claim the Obama administration wiretapped his phones at Trump Tower in New York with the help of British security, despite a complaint by British authorities that such assertion is ridiculous. Mr. Trump said his comments about the wiretapping were repeated from a program which airs on Fox TV here in the U.S.
We said nothing. All we did was quote a certain very talented legal mind who was the one responsible for saying that on television. I didn't make an opinion on it. That was a statement made by a very talented lawyer on Fox. And so you shouldn't be talking to me, you should be talking to Fox.
U.S. Justice Department has complied with requests from Congressional Intelligence and Judiciary Committees to provide information on any surveillance activities from the 2016 election. Two key senators say there is no evidence of wiretapping at Mr. Trump's New York offices or home. More than 30 people are reported dead after unknown assailants fired on a boat carrying migrants in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. That boat believed to have been carrying Somali refugees. UN Refugee Agency said it is appalled by the deaths and says it has teams on the ground in Yemen to help the survivors. This is VOA News. U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike against al-Qaeda in Syria but denied hitting a mosque, where a human rights group said more than 40 people were killed. That airstrike followed a suicide attack a day earlier in the Syrian capital, Damascus, that killed at least 30 people. It was on the 6th anniversary of the start of the Syrian civil war. United States has signaled a tougher strategy toward North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking in Seoul, South Korea, said they are exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures to deal with North Korea's nuclear agenda.
We believe these actions are unnecessary, and we believe they're troubling. We also believe it is not the way for a regional power to help resolve what is a serious threat to everyone. And so we would hope that China would alter its position on punishing South Korea for the THAAD system.
THAAD is a defense system the U.S. is providing to South Korea to protect it from North Korea's aggression. Secretary General of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Angel Gurria, says the legacy of the global economic crisis is still alive in terms of low growth, high unemployment, and growing inequalities.
We've been promoting here at the G20 from the very beginning. We've been promoting trade as an element of growth, as an element also that can detonate investment flows, which is very crucial for the growth of tomorrow. What the problem is that growth has been growing at about 2% in the last year, 2 years, 3 years, whereas it should be growing at about 7%.
In an interview with the Associated Press on the sidelines of the first day of the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany, Gurria said it was important to create a comfort zone where leaders could have their discussions at the new U.S. administration. Hillary Clinton, who lost the presidential election here in the United States to Donald Trump, says she is ready, in her words, to come out of the woods and help Americans find common ground. Clinton urged a divided country to work together to solve problems, recalling how, as First Lady, she met with female leaders working to bring peace to Northern Ireland. Clinton's speech is one of several she will deliver in the coming months, including a May 26 commitment address at her alma mater, Wesley College, in Massachusetts. Democrat also working on a book of personal essays that will include some reflection, she says, on her loss to Mr. Trump. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.